This is Unleash Your Inner Legend, a podcast featuring modern-day legends sharing their life choices, habits, and routines that got them to where they are today. Get ready to be inspired and to take massive action to unleash your inner legend.
What's up, everyone? Super excited to be on. As always, John, thanks so much for having me on. I'm excited about today.
I am really excited about today. I know there's been a lot of things that you've been working very, very hard on, and definitely kind of what you're going to share with everybody today. This really falls into that work that that you've been putting in. I think everybody in the group has an idea of who you are. I think you've helped everybody out in this group in one way or another. So definitely your skill set exceeds what most people can't even comprehend or get their heads around. So I'm excited for you to share what you've got going on today. And I would love, it's been an honor to have, known you as long as I have, and really to be able to see your transformation over that time. I would love for you to just share a little bit of your story with everyone, and then kind of hit on some of the key points that were, were changing big those big moments that kind of changed the course and the direction of your life and your thinking.
Yeah. So obviously, you guys all, I'm a familiar face in the sense of I'm your go-to girl when it comes to getting access to all your Honey Badger perks. So as far as the backstory goes, for those who aren't familiar with it, it's been since 2010, so that's 11 years I've been into real estate. And in 2010, I got licensed and joined the Jay Kinder Real Estate Experts team. It was actually Caldwell Banker team back then. It was the Jay Kinder home selling team. But that's really where I got started, and I really broke the corporate constraints, because beforehand I was in the banking industry, and of course, with banks, you can only do so much. Like, you can't do a YouTube channel, you can't create a landing page, you can't market yourself without corporate approval. So what super excited me about that is it kind of reactivated my creativity, and all the way back from, MySpace HTML days. So what I loved about it is I was able to do what I wanted to, but then what I was scared about it is I was able to do what I wanted to. So super funny, because, on Jay's team, we were buyer's agents, and of course Jay was the listing agent, and then Stace later on down the road. But with us being buyer's agents, Jay's branding was everywhere, which I absolutely loved, because I got to hide behind Jay's logo. Jay's face was on the billboard, is on the signs, which is fantastic for me, because I'm from a super small town in Oklahoma, super shy, and the thought of my face being anywhere just scared me to death. And it was really funny, because you guys would always encourage us to do YouTube videos and do videos and stuff like that. So I had done an open house video in Elgin, Oklahoma. And you guys are all going to laugh at this, because I posted it up on YouTube just as they had said. Well, I had checked the stats, later on, and I saw that video had 30,000 views. This is back in 2011, before YouTube was like where it is today. I was so scared. I not only deleted that video, but I deleted my YouTube channel, because I was so scared about, who's watching this? Oh, my gosh. But that was my mindset.
True story. True story.
So funny. But to me, though, it just shows the growth too, because it took years of personal development to get to where I am today, because I was never comfortable, as that story shows, just putting myself out there. And it's funny, because we'll go through this here in a second, but 4 or 5 years ago, I had no online presence. And what really changed the trajectory and changed my mindset on that was I had started a boutique, a hobby side thing for rock and roll lovers. And I had the e-commerce coach, always want to hire a coach whenever you don't know where you're going. And the first thing he said to me was why is someone going to buy spend $25 on a Guns N' Roses t-shirt when they can go to Amazon or Target and get one for $12? And that really hit hard to me, because I'm crap, obviously quality, there's a lot of answers, but being an online only boutique, they wouldn't know that. They couldn't touch it. They couldn't feel it. And they, didn't know me. And I always hid behind a logo. I was always scared to kind of put myself out there. And that's when I was okay, forget it. If I'm going to be a business owner, choose to be a business owner, I got to show up as one. And that means putting myself out there, letting people know who they're doing business with. So I think that kind of shifted my mindset. And that's really when I got into content creation, because the solution to that problem was how I'm going to differentiate myself was create a podcast to where I can come into, you know, interview these rock and roll musicians and then take that and put that back into the community. So start building community that way. And then my co-host on that podcast, you know, Donna started nursing school. So she wasn't able to commit as much time as we were then. So I just copied and pasted that formula into the business world. So I'm definitely going to cover all that today. But that's just kind of my story of, you know, going from hide behind the logo girl to now helping others establish authority within, you know, while still being authentic, because I think that's the most important thing right now when it comes to building a presence online.
Yeah. And, you know, I liken it to, you know, front of the house and back of the house, right? So, you know, you would always, and just like, you know, the coding, getting in, figuring things out, you've always just been, you know, just crazy smart behind the scenes, just pushing buttons, figuring things out. And I think, you know, you just had that, you know, okay, this is something I want to pursue. And then that propelled you to the front of the house. And, you know, you have both skill sets and now leaning into as we're still continuing to evolve and finding, you know, complementary pieces, who's to help support you and what you're doing, you know, on the front end. I'm really excited for this presentation. Obviously had a little sneak peek at it earlier today. So let's jump in if you're ready to transition into that at this point.
First, I want to kind of flip the script and say how not to build authority right now. So don't be faking it until you make it. We all know those people who pretend they've sold, you know, millions in real estate when we all know that they just started last year. And it's okay. Oh, go ahead.
Share what we were listening to Glenn and Cardone on last night. I mean, you had mentioned that Cardone had called somebody out in one of the other rooms by that right there.
100% faking it till you make it. Because Clubhouse right now, I mean, for those who are on the platform, I see the amazing content that's put out and all the people you connect with. But there's also this rise of millionaires and scaling businesses to 8 figures. And, you know, it's so hysterical, because I personally know some people on there that are doing that. And you're just kind of rolling your eyes like, I know who you are in real life. But, you know, Cardone had said with Glenn, you know, like he has his little club, his 10X club or whatever it's called. And Glenn was on stage last night talking with him. And, you know, Cardone was like, you guys make sure to follow Glenn, because he's actually a real, like, you know, real business owner of a multi-million-dollar, multi-billion, whatever he said. But he was like saying, like, you know, in Clubhouse, it's so, like, it's like a virus right now. Everyone's a millionaire. That's not a millionaire. You know, it's an interesting find. And I think that, you know, with today's technology, it's so easy to sniff that out. And social media, like, people are going to be called out. Like, look at, what is the Baldwin's wife, one of the actor's wife. Yeah. She pretended to be Hispanic or Mexican, or, you know, have this, you know, come from wherever. She even talked with an accent and acted like she forgot English words, and come to find out English, she is her first language. She was born in Boston. She was never born and, you know, coming from Spain or whatever she was saying. And that made everywhere. I mean, I think it was Alec Baldwin. He actually deleted his Twitter because of all the feedback from it. So it's understanding, like, you know, it's great because we all start from somewhere, but it's embracing and enjoying that process. Like, for me, that's what it's all about. I'm definitely nowhere close to where I want to be, but I'm enjoying the journey, and I'm not saying, oh yeah, you know, I'm this big, huge, mega influencer with all these thousands of followers and likes. And that comes to my next point, is buying followers and likes. You guys, this is the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen in my life. It's like high school again. People are so on the number of followers that they get, but they're not focusing on the number of people who are actually conducting business with them from that. So you can have 100,000 followers that you buy, but then when someone clicks on your picture and they see that you have like 20, 30 likes, something's not adding up there. And people with money see right through that BS. So do not buy followers, do not like buy likes, do not buy views, do not buy any of that fake engagement, because what it's actually gonna do is actually kill your engagement. It's gonna threaten your account, because Instagram will shut you down once they find that out. But then also, you just look stupid. I'm just gonna go ahead and say it, because like I said, if you have 100,000 followers and you only get 30, 30 likes or 30 impressions, people are going to see, wait a minute, this is not adding up. So stop that right now. That's not how you build authority. That's actually how you do the opposite and discredit yourself. They're just going to be falsely using credentials. Stop using, you know, as seen on TV if you've never actually been seen on those channels. Stop using those credentials because, again, people are going to see right through that. Also, don't steal other people's content without referencing them. I've lost a lot of respect for a couple people here recently. I'm not going to mention names, but they would say this one quote over and over, and I thought they had made it up. So I searched it before, you know, I was going to see if I can find some kind of direct quote, and it ended up being somebody else's quote that's actually a well-known celebrity. So I'm like, okay, now all of a sudden I've lost respect for you because now you're trying to make people think that you created this awesome thing and you're not giving credit where credit's due. So don't do that. And then also lastly is how not to build authority is no one's perfect. So stop trying to be perfect or make yourself look perfect. I know Gogo, who is a queen of social media, queen of Instagram, she has said many times her best content gets the most engagement whenever she's real. I mean, you guys remember she had her tooth that she had to get the best, most engaged videos were the one without her tooth in. So like, yeah. Take a note from somebody who's actually putting in the work and actually doing it. You guys, don't be perfect. We all strive to be perfect, but let's be real. No one's there.
Sweatpants, hair up, and tooth out. Like, I mean, you know, yeah. How real can you get there?
Very real. Kiddos to you, girl. Okay, cool. So now let's actually talk about how to build authority online. So rule number one, you guys, walk the talk. Don't sit there and talk the talk. Don't sit there and paint yourself to be this if you're not actually doing it. Don't tell somebody, you know, for instance, this would be a great example for me. I'm not going to sit there and tell somebody you need to wake up at 5 a.m. to lay out your content calendar because reality, I'm not waking up at 5 a.m. and laying out my calendar. So walk the talk. Actually show people what's proven methods. The first way to kill credibility and authority is to just talk on ideas. And then people start taking those ideas and then they start doing it and they're like, this isn't working for me. But then they realize, wait a minute, she's not actually doing this as they start watching you. So make sure whatever you're finding to be, you know, positioning yourself as authority, you're actually doing what you're talking about.
Yep.
So everyone tuning in, do this right now. Pull out your phone and I want you to Google your name. Just, you know, first and last name. You can even put real estate if you want to, but put your first and last name in. And do that quick Google search. And then from that, how would you rate your search? Are you showing up online how you would like to be shown up online? I mean, obviously, you know, with us being real estate agents, we're going to be kicked up and shown, you know, that we're, you know, an EXP and stuff like that. But how else are you showing up? Are you trying to specialize in first-time home buyers? Are you trying to, you know, specialize in your community? Are you showing up in different various articles? How are you showing up? And then rate yourself. So like I said earlier, 4 or 5 years ago, I was non-existent online. There was nothing. But then you search my name, there's hollykitchens.com. Then there's lots of videos where I'm being interviewed. There's GIFs. That's like second. So we'll definitely touch on that later. More interviews. And then you'll also find some articles. So like that's how I want to show up online. And every single thing I've done, I've done it intentionally to show up that way. So here are ways that I've personally grown a following, built my authority online. But most importantly, these are ways that you can too, because you guys, I'm a small town girl from Oklahoma. And if I can do this in the last 4 or 5 years, you could absolutely start today on some of these methods. And I get it that you guys are super busy. Hire a VA or, you know, if you already have assistants and people working for you, have those people come in and start doing this for you, because I will say this, it's going to definitely pay off. Okay, so let's talk about podcasting. And you guys, all those who know me know that this is something I'm super passionate about. So again, my podcasting journey started in 2017, I believe. And that's when I really started getting tapped into that content game. So like, you know, John, you're obviously doing lots of video podcasts. And I think video is the top way. Like if you think about content pyramid, think about like videos like up here at the top of the pyramid, because you could take that and rip it in so many different ways. We all know this, but to me too, I think people get overlooked over actually taking the audio and turning it into a true listening experience of a podcast. And this is why, because you can get featured on, there's eight of these platforms right here that actually are just barely scratching the surface. I'm just showing you guys some of the main ones. So by uploading one piece of content, your MP4 or your MP3 into a platform like Libsyn, that's what I personally use, you'll get put onto these plus a lot more. So you get put onto Amazon Alexa. So like right now I have a, let's see here. Hey Alexa, play Unleash Your Inner Legend podcast. Okay, well, I think she's not hearing me correctly. And say, hey Alexa, play the Unleash Your Inner Legend podcast. And my podcast will stop playing. I'm on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, iTunes, Pandora, Google Play, Deezer, and more. But like I said, it's all about that one upload. Like one and done.
Where do you upload? So if you go the one, because this is definitely where I have it jumped over, and I know you're always on me about this one. And definitely have bought into creating the one big piece of content, because that's, I do it at least three times a week, creating, this episode. We do coffee and coaching, we do either Power Hour with Kinder and myself, or Honey Badger Q&A with Al. And then, like you said, having a team, mm-hmm. that goes in and rips that content and creates little pieces, because I'm not going to do it. And yeah. So being able to have that, I think is a great little nugget. But if you create that big piece of content, like, the one thing lacking is ripping that audio and getting it out on these platforms. Yeah. Like, I probably overcomplicate it like most do. Like, how simple is it?
It's literally there. You log into Libsyn, and if you guys are looking to start a podcast and you start it on Libsyn, use promo code LEGEND. I do have a little partnership with them to where I can give like a free month and a half. It depends on, like, you'll get the remaining of the month for free, and then you'll get the next month for free. So it's like, I personally pay $15 a month because I do like 30-minute episodes. But they have different tiers of, storage and stuff. So $15 a month, I literally take my audio. So you get, there's lots of online tools. If you just Google like transfer video to audio, there's a lot of things you can do online. Me personally, I just take my video, I drag and drop it into GarageBand, which is an Apple product that's free on my computer. Take my video, drag and drop it to there. I put my intro audio into the front, put my intro audio to the back, and then I save it. I take that one piece of MP3. I go to Libsyn. I click upload. I type in my title. I type in my description. I click upload, and bam, just like that, it goes everywhere. It's just, it's so simple. It's like uploading a YouTube video. I can relate it to, because it's like one and done. Because from there, Libsyn will take it and take the RSS feed and feed it to all these other destinations that I've set up in the platform.
That's awesome.
Yep. And what's cool too is you can also, like, you can edit per destination. So if you want to do like a different description, like add hashtags on YouTube, you can go through there and edit that one out. And now it will, I currently have them turned off of YouTube because it was just like in the album art and then the audio in the background. So if you're doing video, you'll want to make sure not to connect to YouTube because you're already going to be uploading it. But just a little FYI, you can go through and edit as destination. So it's super easy, but you can get featured in so many other ways. Another way too, within your podcast, you can also take that opportunity to interview influencers. So when you interview influencers, people are going to start paying attention to you. Like, wait, who is Holly and why is she talking to these people, or why these people want to talk to her? So, interviewing Mike Michalowicz from Profit First, interviewing Frank Zumo from Sum 41, interviewing Roland Frazier from Digital Marketer and War Room, interviewing Chris Reed from Third Eye Blind. Now, so like when you sit there and say people, now I can take this piece of content and reach out to, other people, say, if it's say, for instance, a band that I want to interview. What I'm going to do now is I'm going to say, hey, here's an episode of just to check out what we're about or whatever. And then I'm going to put my episode of Sum 41 drummer, right? That's in there. So people are like, okay, well, if that guy who's very respected in the music industry and as well as Chris Reed, if that guy sit time and took down to interview her, she's already, qualified. So once you land those influencer interviews, you make sure you take that and you use the crap out of it. Put it on your, embed it on your website, make sure you have it other places. You utilize it to get other influencers on your podcast. I also had Jasmine Starr in there. That's a huge win too. There's lots of people that you could sit there and take, and then now also utilize it to get more influencers on your podcast. So and then also on the flip side, be interviewed. So when you take, you know, when you start doing this, people are going to naturally just gravitate to you and say, hey, I'd love to have you on the show. Hey, can you come on and talk on my podcast? So just start putting yourself out there. You can also, you know, if you're comfortable with somebody who has an active show and you have that relationship, you can always ask to be featured. I just know just be kind of be careful with that, because me personally, I get spammed all the time with people that I don't know wanting to be on my podcast. And I'm like, oh, if you're banging on somebody's door that you don't know to be on their show, to me, I'm not sure if I want that. So just kind of be aware whenever you try to put yourself out there to be interviewed. Just do it tastefully. But it's crazy how people just reach out to you. And then now they'll start, you know, you start seeing that repeating message over and over again. And also shout out to you, Honey Badgers up there. Thank you so much for having me on y'all's show. But cool. So next, let's talk about being featured in articles. So I think this is something that's, again, super easy to do. You do have to put in the work, just like all these other ways. But if you're willing to put in the work, it's going to pay off. So HARO, which is Help a Reporter Out, that's going to be where you can subscribe. And people are from Entrepreneur, independent magazines, all these people are always asking for sources to be featured. Subscribe and then, you know, get featured in there. So, like, you know, here's just two examples that I got put on. You know, one's going to be, here's five things you know to create a very successful podcast. Well, I have a podcasting course. So if I have this, and if I have this out there, don't you think somebody's going to think I'm qualified to talk about creating a podcast if I'm featured in an article saying here are things you need to know to create a very successful podcast? Also, too, like, I have a women's group, the Women Elevation Group, and a lot of you ladies are a part of. So to me, putting content out like Holly Kitchens of eXp Realty, community over competition, don't you think that's going to make me a little bit more approachable than not putting that out there? So it's just being very intentional on the messaging that you put out there, and then, you know, making sure you're being consistent too.
Yeah, and that's for you guys listening in. It's HARO, HARO, Help a Reporter Out. Subscribe to it. They send out links morning, middle of the day, in the evening, and it's just reporters looking for content, looking for stories, looking for authority. They want you to do the work for them, which is fine, but it helps you create that authority. So 100%.
Such a big, like, so easy to do. Now, I will say, you put the work and you have to type in the articles, you've got to do all that, but it's definitely worth it, because it's helped kind of, you know, shift the perception to online. I'm not just talking about how I know how to do podcasting. Somebody else is featuring me in an article about it. So yep. Next, let's talk about co-hosting a show. This one's like so easy. I mean, Nick and I, we do the Holly and Krim show. So having people on talking about real estate branding content, it's obviously a win-win situation. So I asking yourself too, who can I align with that complements me well, that we can talk about the same topics or talk about, you know, like-minded stuff. So obviously Nick Krim is going to be a natural fit for that, because he's all about content. He's all about real estate. And we definitely, you know, have that abundance mindset. So no one's like scared that we're going to steal each other's business or whatever. So that's just a classic example of how to do that. Also, just do cool stuff on social media. And I don't mean cool stuff like go and take a photo shoot in a Gucci outfit, because that's not really relatable, especially right now during a pandemic. But I'm talking about stuff like, you know, using these little stickers. So as you guys, if you guys are friends with me on Facebook, you probably see on my quirky, silly little stickers all the time I have on my stories. But it's funny too, is like, you can see there, Janet messaged me. She's a good friend of mine. And I get messages like this all the time. I shared her screenshot just because I know she wouldn't mind. But like, she's like, dude, like, my friend used your GIF that doesn't know you exist on her Instagram story. Or I had somebody also that sent it to me, hey, you're on my friend's TikTok video. So as of today, I had 9.3 million views on my stickers. And that's just from July of last year. So super huge opportunity. It creates interest, because there is a process you have to go through to be featured on, to get, you know, notified in Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, all those places. But, you know, not everybody just can go on there. So of course you have interest.
Do you have your little audit? Do you have your little testimonial on your phone there?
I do. So yeah, you know, I started setting, opening it up, because I had so many people reach out. Of course, you guys, a lot of you guys would know that I have like a little DIY course, but as real estate agents, we all know how busy we are. So this girl that's been like trying to do it for so long, she finally was like, oh my gosh, like, I want to do your done for you service. So like, she sent me over this little testimonial. She's so sweet. This is Gina. But here's her little, just a little snippet of it.
Yeah,
you should. Oh, wait, hold on, wrong one.
Have a goal, like, whenever the next. Absolutely, and also if you want to write something.
She's just so cute. Hold on. She's a voice messenger. Okay.
Holly, you are not charging enough for your stickers. You have so much talent. Honestly, you need to make this into something, like.
I'm trying to get to the point where
really
she.
Big. This should be, like, anybody who ever thinks of having gifts should, like, then think of your name. You are so good at
that. So just little stuff like that, right? You start understanding and people are going to start taking notice of the things that you're doing. Another cool thing to do is obviously Clubhouse. Clubhouse is very trending right now and it's making sure you're staying relevant. So being on Clubhouse and then also creating a club on Clubhouse, right? Because like right now everyone's wanting a club and they're so backlogged. And I went ahead and applied for two and I got two approved. So create, position yourself as authority. As you guys can see, the recurring bio that I have, make sure you have that everywhere. Like your Facebook, oh, I think that's actually on my tips, but making sure everything matches. So next is gonna be building an influencer site. And this is literally, if you guys have ClickFunnels, if you guys, even in KV Core, going through there and creating your own funnel, go through and create yourself. Like hollykitchens.com goes here. And then from here, you can see I'm eXp Realty, you can see Dallas Real Estate. However, you can see I'm more than just real estate. Here's my story. Here's Agent Authority Academy. Here's Dallas Real Estate. Here's my podcast. Here's the speaking. So my speaking is literally like my media kit. So when people ask me to be on their podcast, if they ask me to speak and they ask, hey, can I get a bio and a headshot? I just send them over my link. So don't you think that positions me a lot more than saying, oh, hey, let me create one real quick. I just say, hey, hop over to, you know, here's my link. All my approved headshots. You just pick whatever one you want to work with. And then here you go. So then obviously too, you know, having that call to action, that's going back to the brand, and I'm actually about to change this up, and it's going to be, you know, get a how to create authority ideas PDF download. So like that's about to change from online presence to creating authority. But you can kind of see like how you want to make sure you're consistent with the same messaging. Okay, next is going to be publishing content around your expertise, and this is, you know, you can do PDFs like this. This is actually a very simple PDF created in Canva. I know a lot of you guys are using Canva, but so this is a Canva PDF that's just like building your presence. This goes with that download that I just showed you a second ago. So, you know, position yourself that way. What's cool too is I'm going to, you know, I'll be honest, this presentation is going to be building the content for the establishing authority. So I'm going to take all my ideas from here and then expand on them on a PDF downloadable that'll be available. So that's just capturing, you know, leads and everything going on. So like in real estate, you can maybe do like 2021, you know, housing of X community, or, you know, things to do in Frisco, or whatever the guide could be. You can create it on whatever you want to position yourself as, but just make sure that that is going to be consistent and agreeing with all of the other messages that you're putting on there.
Yeah, it's really cool. And little nugget right there, right? You know, that rolled out, continue the evolution, continue the transformation, continuing to grow. And so it's evolving and it's continuing to evolve. And, you know, it's one of those things, don't get it to perfect, get it to where it's at. And you then, you know, V1 is better than nothing at all. And then continuing to, you know, improve upon it as you continue to improve is really what's cool. And then just going back through that process, right? There's a whole process. And so, you know, it's like what you were talking about, the story, your story, the story that aligns with that changes, and that's okay. And I think a lot of people get hung up, they overthink it. And, you know, it's just getting that out there, creating that authority, building that audience and building trust ultimately at the end of the day is what we're trying to do.
100%. It's all about being yourself and then really making sure you're saying that. So another way to build authority is create courses. So, you know, if you're going to be taking your expertise, you know, we all go through that whole, like you learn it, you live it, and then you teach it. And unfortunately, a lot of people skip the learn it and live it, and they just go try to teach something that they don't know. So that's obviously, again, going back to faking it till you make it. It's going back to not being authentic. You can't sit there and say, oh yeah, here's my how to create social story stickers whenever I really don't know how to create them, or you know what I mean? So it's understanding that whatever courses, whatever content you're putting out there, that's something that you're known for and that you're going to be known for, because people are going to see right through that. And the last thing you want to do is mislead people with information that you're not actually doing. So like John, you know, we're working on a funnel for his Sunday planning. John does Sunday planning. John's known to be like one of the most, you know, disciplined people that into existence, right? So he's known for that. So when somebody sees that, they're going to say, got it. Like that makes sense. Versus if John was going to say like, here's how to bake cakes. Like eat sweets. Like that's just weird. And now if it was like, here's how to make healthy cakes or something like that, that's fine. But just making sure that you guys are putting out stuff and not just reading a book and saying, oh, that's a great idea. Now I'm going to take that and make it my own. Making sure you guys find your own way to build that authority and then being consistent with it. So lastly, just want to leave you guys with some tips on that too. So making sure all social media profiles are consistent. So like going on your Facebook, if you say, you know, you're a real estate agent at eXp, then right below it says used to work at like, or works at H&R Block, and then it says worked at Target, worked at whatever. That's okay. And we've all worked at places before prior to being in real estate. We want to show up as the go-to agent, the expert, making sure that that's, you are the agent, expert agent on all those platforms, on your LinkedIn, making sure that's up to date, making sure your Instagram bio is up to date, making sure your Facebook's up to date. And then just, you know, you don't have to delete it or remove those credentials. Maybe just hide them from public view, because the last thing you want to do is show up as, oh, okay, yeah, sure, she's an agent the next, you know, 2 months ago, but now before that, she used to work at there. So making sure you kind of really embrace showing up of who you want to be, and then who you are, obviously. So being authentic, being you, consistently give value. I mean, Clubhouse has like been my number one way right now recently, consistently giving value in a unique way. But then obviously to Facebook Live, things like we're doing right now. All, next is going to be interested more than interesting. And I say this because, you know, being interested in other people, they're going to sit there and say, wow, that, you know, she really listened or he really listened to me. I really felt important and they really helped me out. Then also too, when it comes to interviewing other people, instead of just hosting just a solo show, who can you bring on that you're going to be interested in? Because that spark right there, again, going back to Third Eye Blind, right? It's like, wait a minute. I'm not trying to, you know, who is she that she's getting these people interviewing? So it's understanding, like, you know, be interested more than interesting. And then also get on many live shows, podcasts, guest shows, Clubhouse rooms as you can, and just contribute, contribute, contribute. But again, I can't emphasize this enough. Contribute from a place that you actually know that's true and tested. Don't just give opinions because, you know, that advice can literally destroy somebody's business. So just making sure you're confident in what you're doing. And then lastly, you guys, if we haven't connected, make sure you let's connect. Obviously, you guys can find me on Facebook, Holly Kitchens, at Agent Authority Academy is going to be the academy that just has little tips, tricks, and all that little course of stuff. On Instagram is at Holly Kitchens, and then Clubhouse at Holly Kitchens. So it's pretty easy to find me. There's not too many Holly Kitchens spelled the way that I spell it. So yeah, that's it. And then I'd love to kind of ping pong or, you know, follow up with any questions you might have, John.
Yeah, we do have a couple questions, and you know, I think the big thing, you know, for us to all understand and get is, you know, how important this is that really, you know, what's happening online is really that is becoming our resume. Mm-hmm. And there's so many employers out there and, you know, clients that they, you know, they're consuming and they're doing their due diligence. Just like Holly said, Google yourself what shows up. It's consumer behavior. And so even employers at this point, I don't look at resume. I don't care, right? I just see how you're showing up, how you're communicating, what you stand for, what are your principles, and I can find that all online. And what is it telling me? And is there going to be a core value alignment or not? And you know, I remember, you know, several years ago, I know, you know, you're great friends with Maury, who is Damon John's right hand. And I remember just Damon talking about that he stalks their social media profile, and depending upon what he sees and the time, it will determine if he hires you or not.
Yeah.
And we're seeing that more and more and more. That people are paying attention. They're going in, they're looking at how you're engaging, you know, the comments, are you adding value or, you know, are you a taker or are you trying to put people down? Like, like, who are you as a human being, mm-hmm. and how is that showing up on social media? That's how important this is. And, you know, like I said, the consumer, buyers and sellers, they're searching, teammates, they're searching. And what are they finding? And are they finding somebody that they want to align with and work with or not? And so really, that's how important that you have to take this. And this is where the eyeballs are. This is where the attention is at. And this is where the conversations are happening. And marketing is all about joining the conversation. And are you doing the job by joining the conversation and adding value? Or are you trying to join the conversation and be a taker, right? A diminisher. And so this is really important.
Yeah. Yesterday, this is so funny. I got my first haircut in like a year. my haircut is interesting too, because I sit down in the chair and she goes, hey, so I'd like to go through and kind of creep on. Okay, I'm hearing some feedback. Can you guys hear me good?
Cutting out on me just a sec, just a little bit there.
Okay, sorry about that. But I was getting my hair cut and the hairstylist said, I like to kind of creep on people and kind of see what kind of hair I'm working with, you know. But I'm like looking at her like, yeah, whatever. She's creeping to see who's coming to sit in her chair. And she goes, I know she have a podcast. Which is interesting because it's like, that's, you know, she didn't talk about my hair. She didn't say, well, I noticed your hair used to be super short, or I noticed your hair hasn't changed in the past 5 years. No, she said, I know she had a podcast. So we started talking about podcasting. She's talking about all the, you know, people she's following and stuff like that too. So people are paying attention. I mean, like literally this was a hairstylist, my very first time seeing her. And she was talking about how she searched, looked me up. So like if your hairstylist is doing it, your clients are most definitely doing it because they're trusting you with their biggest, you know, asset that they'll be purchasing in their life.
That's right. 100%. I love it. So question there was, obviously with Lipson, Chuck was asking, and so it's Lipson, and then there you have a little discount code.
Yes, so it's Lipson, which is LIBSYN, Lipson.com. It's like a green, it has like a green and black logo on it. It looks, I'll be honest, like the back end of it looks kind of archaic. However, it's simple and you get it done. So that's who I personally use. I know that there's other ones out there, like Anchor's free option. Lipson for $15 a month, I get broadcasted to iHeartRadio. Again, you have to have your show on Lipson for 2 months before you qualify to iHeartRadio because they are a little bit pickier, but you'll immediately get in on like a Spotify. You'll get in all these other places too as well, in Apple iTunes, Google Play. But Lipson, LIBSYN, use promo code LEGEND, and that'll get you the month for free and then next month for free, just to try it out. But it's fantastic for me. That's what I've been using ever since I started. So I always embrace, if it's not broke, don't fix it. There's a lot of great tools out there, but that's just what I personally love.
I love it. As far as any of the audio or anything transcribed, are you doing any of that? And if so, what's kind of the best resource?
Let me, I'm actually just going to Google real quick. So if I look kind of weird looking off screen, that's why. Converts. So there's a lot of online ones that you can use. I personally use GarageBand. I just drag and drop it into there. But I've used this one before. It's Zamzar, Zamzar. You can upload your files and then select whatever you want to convert it to. So like obviously with a video, you want to convert it to an MP3. So you can upload it as audio only, because on Lipson, that's an audio only platform. It's kind of like, you know, taking a picture and trying to upload it to YouTube, it won't work. So taking that video, having it converted into audio only, and then uploading it to Lipson is going to be able to broadcast you on their obviously huge network outside of just video only.
Got it. Cool.
Last thing too on that, when it comes to converting, you can take it, convert it, and then also send that to rev.com, transcribe it, and then now you have a blog you can upload too. So like this piece of content that we're talking on, I'll be honest with you guys, I'm going to take this episode and I'm going to upload it to my YouTube. Then I'm going to also take it and I'm going to upload it and rip the audio and upload it as a podcast, because it's all about, you know, our time is valuable and the most we can maximize, especially if it's quality content. I feel like this is a great conversation. I would love to share it with other people as well. So like, think about like how you can take that one piece of content and utilize it. And then also too, taking it, cutting it up, putting it as an Instagram series, put out IGTV, all the different stuff too. So it's a lot of exposure from one piece of content.
I love it. I love it. Getting a lot of love here in the feed. So I know you'll go back and comment on it as well. So any final like parting, you know, just either, you know, just to help people kind of get over that mental block, that mental hurdle, to kind of help them kind of get moving forward and taking action.
Absolutely. So like you guys, I'm super passionate about this, as you can tell, through everything, because I used to be that hide behind the logo girl. All I say is stop hiding behind your company name, stop hiding behind your company logo. It's okay to be you, and it's okay to show up as your authentic self. But making sure too, like when you guys go live or whenever you post pictures and you post stuff, make sure that your image is on there, making sure your face is on there, because you can put it, obviously we have to put EXP logo on there anyways because of, you know, regulations, but be more than just the EXP logo. Attract the people that you want to do business with, attract the people you want to be in business with, and just show up online as you show up offline and vice versa.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you and I talk about it all the time. I mean, it's the most transparent time in history, and it's becoming more and more transparent almost every day. And, you know, it's just, there's like, if you are living, it's just a matter of time. Right. It's just a matter of time before things get exposed. You know, you gave that example earlier, but you just got to be, you know, just be real, be who you are. People gravitate to that, you know, and you really gravitate and you find your tribe, right? You find your people, and the more genuine and authentic and real you are, the more that you're going to align with the people that you want to be around and spend time with. So I love that. And loved everything that you shared, really. And like I said, you know, in the beginning, kicking things off, it's, you know, definitely you're an inspiration, you know, to me and so many others. And I just love, you know, your consistent pursuit of growing and being better each and every day. So I know how crazy ridiculous your schedule is now. So love that you took the time out, jumped in here and really delivered and brought a ton of value to this community.
Absolutely. Oh my gosh. Thank you so much for the kind words. And I mean, I'm here for that. I think, you know, not only life is about growing, but then also helping others grow too. So that's what I'm super passionate about, and helping you guys kind of, you know, show up online the way you want to. Hopefully that helped. You guys can always reach out to me if you have any questions. I'm just a DM away.
For sure. Well, awesome. Again, thank you so much. And for all of you guys listening in, make sure to give lots of love to Miss Holly, and also go over to Instagram, Facebook, and of course Clubhouse and follow to stay connected. And you know, feel free to reach out if you guys have any questions or need anything, and look forward to seeing you guys on the next episode. Take care.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of Unleash Your Inner Legend. For more inspiration, make sure to subscribe by going to unleashyourinnerlegend.com. We'll see you guys next week.